So we say, Father, you're riding us beneath your wings. Your shadow is our covering. Father, you're riding us beneath your wings. Lord, you are our defense, our covering and the rock on which we stand. You are our fortress, Lord Jesus, you are our fortress, Lord Jesus, you are. Is he your fortress? Is he your fortress? Is he your refuge? Is he your fortress? Your fortress. If he's your fortress, make a joyful noise to him. He's your fortress. He's your keeper. He's your refuge. He's the one keeping you. He's the one preserving you. He's our Lord. According to Psalm 91, he says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord is your fortress. He's your Lord. He's your shepherd. He has been because you have received him, you are mom. Say, Father,
you're riding me
beneath your wings, Jesus.
Yes,
your shadow is
your shadow.
of light. It doesn't matter the level of chaos, we are sons of light. It doesn't matter the level of confusion, we are sons of light. And by the way, when I say sons, I mean man and woman. Male and female created in them when he created man. We are sons of light. That's what scripture says. This is why we are not afraid. It's not that we are not seeing what is happening. It's not that we are not aware. It's not that we don't see the news. But everything happening has been said, has been predicted, has been prophesied. Let's not even use the word predicted. Has been prophesied. So this is the confidence. Why bother my head over what God can solve? All I do is praise Him. He can solve it, I can't solve it, so I'm not going to bother my head. I declare who He is to me. He's my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. And I love this part. He said, surely, surely He will deliver you. Surely He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler. From the noisome pestilence. Corona is a noisome pestilence. And the rulers of the earth are making it even more noisy. It's a noisome pestilence. And our God says He will deliver us from it.
Hallelujah.
You're my fortress, Lord Jesus, You are. When every other thing fails, when every other rock fails, every other rock is sink under water, is sunk under water. You are my fortress.
You're my fortress, Lord Jesus, You are.
I often say this: when there is an opportunity to give God a chance, why will you not take it? They say you are dying, and you have an opportunity to give God a chance to make you live. Why would that not be the best option? Why do you just give up? They have said their own. What has He said? With Him, there is always an opportunity. So why don't you give Him the chance? Don't give up on God, because He won't give up on you. I love those words. He is your fortress. He is your refuge. He is your covering. He is your shield. He is your defender. He is your sustainer. You are my fortress, Lord Jesus. I'm telling you this because the times are already evil. And they are going to be more evil. So before you engage the world, go into your room and say, you are my fortress. Come from a place. You come from a place. So before you go and engage the world, engage that place. You are my fortress. I get backing. I know they walk alone. I know they go alone. You didn't cover me. You cover me. You protect me. You preserve me. I know they walk alone. I know they travel alone, no. I know they journey alone, no. You're my fortress, oh Jesus.